The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and family closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we've got Will Meadows.
Sarah Meadows.
And I don't know where everybody else is at. They're coming.
They're coming.
Hurry.
Melissa, ooh, eating a secret.
That's true. Eating a secret, especially the secret that I wrote, is always a little, who knows what's going to happen.
I feel like I know you so much better.
Do you? The thing is it my secret or Sarah's secret that I wrote? I'm just kidding.
What are we doing? Should I bring my wassail with me?
Sure.
We're doing the whole thing, Melissa. Done.
So it's been snowing this week. We're a little behind on everything, but everybody's here. They're slowly pouring into the room.
We're trickling in.
Today we've got
the baby this time.
A baby. Welcome, Farrah, to your very first baby podcasting.
Baby. Do we leave her
say
in
something
the other room
the camera,
so she's quiet, or do we bring her in
no
here so we can monitor her?
They want to hear. They know.
She's
not going to make any noise.
The audience is waiting.
I could make her make noise, but you wouldn't like it.
I don't think she would like me.
Nobody would like him. Melissa's here. Kevin's here.
I'm here.
Dan is here.
I'm here.
Thanks for joining us, intern Dan. What have you guys been doing since the electricity of half of Greenville has been out yesterday and today? Did you guys all have power?
We had power.
Yes, we did.
Good, good.
Power stayed on.
Yep.
We had two guys come over and they stayed the whole weekend.
Snowed in.
We played games the whole weekend.
You could be snowed in the south with just 2 inches, but that's all right. We did it.
Y'all had 2 inches? We had like 4 inches.
Probably closer
okay,
to 4,
so we only had like an inch of actual snow, and then we had 2 to 3 inches of sleet.
Oh, yeah. Really?
We watched our neighbor for like 30 minutes driving the length of our street trying to get up the hill again.
Oh.
And we're like, he's going to hit something. And eventually he did.
Oh, no.
He went in the ditch across the street from us, took out our neighbor's mailbox.
Oh!
On either side of the ditch, my neighbor had put up railroad ties stabbed into the ground with rebar.
Wow.
He took those out as well. So it was just a real mess.
But then they pulled him out, and then he tried it again immediately, and then got stuck in a different neighbor's yard.
Wow.
Yeah. So
was he like?
It was entertaining.
It was.
We've got these big bay windows, so we're like, wow, okay.
We're just nosy neighbors all day. That's what we did.
I saw a couple cars. I had a friend who was at the airport that I went to pick up yesterday, and there was a couple cars in the ditch on the way. They do not know how to use salt or plows here.
Well, actually, one of the plows was tipped over.
Really?
Oh, I did see that Facebook post.
Yes.
What happened there?
I don't know, but goodness. Not even the plows work right in the south.
So you guys had friends over.
Yeah, we played about 10 games.
10? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what did you cover?
Well, Kevin finally played Queenbra.
Okay,
yes,
very nice.
Finally.
Yeah.
And checked it off my bucket list.
Nice.
I may have destroyed them all.
Again.
Oops.
Well, you know, she
were
was
you not
by
anticipating?
The cards and, you know, other excuses that I can't think of right now. But it was our
but
first time.
But destroyed you.
It was our first time. We played Treasure Island, which
ooh, cool.
is an Asmodee Matigo game. Well, basically, one person's Long John Silver, and the other people are pirates. Long John secretly hides his treasure somewhere on the island, and behind his player screen, the other pirates are basically on this big board, which matches the little board that you have, this big map of an island, and they are basically searching the island for the treasure that Long John Silver buried. And they do that through questions and through searching and different ways.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You actually have dry erase markers, so you're writing on the board and on your own little boards. Mm-hmm. And Long John gives different information to each player. So it's not cooperative. Everyone's trying to
find the treasure for themselves.
Yes, or Long John's trying to keep them from finding the
right.
treasure. So I may know that a certain area does not have the treasure, but someone else doesn't, so they're spending all their time digging there.
I can dig all you want over there, but it's not there. I say that in my mind. We played Victorian Masterminds from CMON.
Okay, very cool.
We'll have to try that with you guys all. And then we played Wingspan from Stonemaier, which no one else has right now.
I saw a photo of that. I was a little jealous.
But we cannot talk about it.
We can't even talk about it. All right,
like,
cool.
We didn't bring it over to here because we couldn't talk about it, and we know Will would spill
That's right.
the beans.
I can't not do it.
So now we can spill the beans.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So.
Wait. You
Wait,
can?
You
or in the future you can?
Will has
or?
To leave later for a meeting.
Ah.
I could have played it.
Should have played it with Sarah.
You would.
You'd be safe. My secret was not safe, apparently. We just played It Dies With Me.
From Breaking Games.
That was pretty cool. That was a unique experience for a game.
It's definitely a novelty game.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody, one person writes a juicy secret, and then everybody kind of competes to see who can get to the end of the trail through some dice rolling mechanics to get to read the secret. Melissa now knows me intimately.
Yes, not only I feel like I know Will so much better now.
Right?
Not only did I win the pleasure of reading the secret, but then I had to eat it because it's written on edible paper with food markers.
And
so
it dies with
Will,
Melissa.
Yeah, only Melissa. Well, it probably is going to...
Is she going to tell you? Are you going to talk about it as soon as I leave for the podcast?
Say, she can eat it, so we'll eventually...
I was surprised
about it a couple.
There's no nutrition facts on the box.
That's
like that was
interesting.
The,
it's
not
like
even legal.
It tasted like sour foam, too.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if it was actually... an honor to win it.
I can understand that. I understand
that. What did you guys play, Will and Sarah?
We played a couple different things. We played
City of Gears.
City of Gears, okay.
Gray Fox Games.
Yeah, pretty cool steampunk, like, path-building area control game. Really cool components. You got, like, plastic gears that you're using to connect stuff.
It's got a little engine thing going.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, a little bit of dice rolling, a little bit of, I don't know, there's kind of everything going on in it. It was cool. I enjoyed it.
That one's from Chris Leader and Daryl Andrews. We enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I'm obviously a steampunk fan, and so I think they did a good job with the art and the components. Playing with the gears is pretty cool. The way they fit together, it's almost like a puzzle, which is pretty neat. We also played Parks from Keymaster. Yeah, their prototype will be coming out soon. I'm sure we'll talk about it a bunch more, but got to play that last night. It was really fun. It reminded me of a couple of other games I've played, but the artwork for it is gorgeous. Like
from 59 Park series.
Yeah, and we talked about that, I think, a little on the last episode, where they've kind of teamed up with people that have done those illustrations, and it's great. The card art is really, really nice on it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing it sometime.
It's pretty cool because you're like doing kind of set collection token stuff to pay for things, and then we realized about halfway through the game that the parks that you're visiting, like the icons that you're collecting, represent the types of things at the park. I don't know if that makes any sense, but like there's like the Sequoia National Park, and so you're collecting trees, and there's like the Badlands National Park, where it's all mountains and sunshine, and so it was kind of cool. It was very thematic and made sense at the same time.
Cool. Sarah and Melissa and I played a game Saturday morning.
Yeah, what did you guys
play? Before
the
snowstorm.
Oh, that's right. During our little tantrum house shoot.
Yes. We played Tutor from Academy Games. It's a worker placement Euro-style game. A little off the path from their regular games with the war strategy theme to them. So it still had a historic theme, but it was definitely, more of a Euro game. So.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. It's got some very nice decisions.
And that was your second time playing.
Yes. I didn't lose as badly as I did the first time I played.
And I didn't actually win this time.
That's right. I finally won a game. Probably cheated, but,
Is it the first time you've ever won a playthrough game that we've recorded?
No.
You won more?
No, I found out that I won Reef after watching it again.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I won that one 52-51-50. I watched it. I was like, yes!
Yeah.
Yes.
I introduced my sister Valerie to Christmas Lights by 25th Century Games, and I think she found another game that she really likes.
Ooh, we have to get that
for hoping
Christmas.
To play that again this week.
Cool.
Did you play just the base game with that, or did you play one of the 11 bonus games?
We played a 12th bonus game in that I didn't tell her any of the rules right.
She still enjoyed
the general concept, so I want to teach her the right way now and see if she still likes it.
Cool.
Yeah, and in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m., I played Castles of Mad King Ludwig on my phone, on my app. So I was playing in the middle of the night for fun while I was waiting around.
Now, have you finished the campaign for the castles?
I have. I haven't got a perfect score on all of them, so I'm slowly going back to try to get the 3 stars on each of the campaign.
Cool. It is a good app.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Melissa and I also played a new expansion to Mansions of Madness from Fantasy Flight Games called Horrific Journeys. And it's got many of the new scenarios have like a journey theme to them. So one's like a train ride, another one is like on a ship, and this the one that we actually played was on a dirigible. So
very nice.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I can't spoil too much, but things happen on the blimp, and it's cool.
Really?
Yeah. Jealous.
So
now let's give a shout out to our sponsors.
Final Frontier Games has their game Robin Hood and the Merry Men delivering to backers now, and it is available for pre-order on their site. This is a 1-5 player game that is mainly played semi-co-op, but there's also a co-op variant, and you are playing as Robin Hood and the other heroes of Sherwood Forest trying to upset the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Well, now we're going to move into an interview. When Sarah and Melissa were up at PAX Unplugged in Philadelphia, Sarah was able to sit down with Travis from Colossal Games. Let's move to that interview.
Let's welcome Travis Chance to the house. Hey, Travis.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Can you tell us a little bit about what Colossal is bringing to Kickstarter 2019?
We are bringing a lot. So we did, in 2018, we did 10 campaigns, and we're going to be doing even more and growing some brands and whatnot here in the near future. We're going to kick the year off with something I think people are going to be very excited about. I don't want to say too much about it right now, but I think if you kind of look at our flagship games, you'll be able to discern which direction we might be leaning. We're going to be doing the micro brand stuff a lot more for that. So we'll be doing a collection of 3 John Cloudus games, bringing back Neolithic, bringing back a game called Keep that John did, which is like a drafting game with some revisions. And we'll be doing a new game of John's, which he did on drive-through cards called Merchants of Missouris, which is almost like a multiplayer Jaipur type game. Role selection, card abilities, card combos, really cool. We've got, oh my gosh, we have so many things. We have Papillon from J.B. Howell, the designer of Reavers of Midgard. We have Consumption from Karen Nabla. It's a game about food and calories, and it's not, which I think is great. It's not a judgmental game at all. It's more about the science of calories and food intake, calories in, calories out type thing. Worker placement game, really good. We've got, oh boy, a new Omen game, brand new Omen game that's going to be set in Egypt from John Cloudus. We've got, that's a game called Hunt the Ravager from a designer named Clinton Morris. It's really exciting. It's a 2-4 player hidden movement game with some really unique mechanisms. It plays really quickly, really fun. Lots and lots and lots. That's just like the first 4 or 5 months of the year.
What can we expect in January right away after the holidays? Do you have any launching?
Well, we'll have the aforementioned mystery project, and then we'll have that later in January, we'll have that three game Cloudus collection with Keep, Merchants of Missouris, and Neolithic.
Okay, is that going to be all in one Kickstarter campaign, or are you going to separate those out?
That'll be 3 games in one, so fans of John can get all 3 of the games. People that are new to John, if any of the games kind of strike them. Neolithic's a 2-player game. It's like a 2-player, very like much in the spirit of Ravensburger type. We redid all the artwork. It's a little bit more whimsical now, but it's early man, early civilization, Neolithic era. Worker placement, you place cards, but it's instead of worker placement, it's with cards. So you're playing workers from your hands to tasks. You're collecting resources, making innovations, things like that. Keep is like a medieval fantasy kind of made-up world card drafting game, and Merchants of Missouris is, like I said, it's a Jaipur-ish type goods trading role selection type game.
Awesome. Can you tell us where we can get more information about your company and where to find this
Well, we use all of the obvious channels. We have Instagram and Facebook, Twitter, BGG. We have a website, colossalgames.com. And remember, it's Colossal with a K.
Good to know, good to know.
Yes, so all those normal mediums, I mean, we're very active. You can reach us on any of the campaigns that we've done, however you want. Just shout and someone will come running.
Awesome. Well, we thank you for being on our show, and we look forward to seeing everything that Colossal is bringing out this year. We'll see you later.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the updates, Travis, for what's coming from Colossal in 2019.
All right, so now let's jump into Tantrum House Timeout with Larry the Intern.
It's the 60-second Tantrum House Timeout.
Why would you even play this game?
Where we save you from playing the games that you wish you never played. Here's your host, Larry the Intern.
This week on the Timeout, we're looking at Tau Ceti, Planetary Crisis by Outer Limit Games. From the box art, this game looks really cool. Here's your chance to be an intergalactic hero, save planets from being destroyed with millions of people adoring your name. Yes, please! Actuality? You can't even find your way out of the rulebook, and you'll smack into roadblocks while trying to figure out how to play this game. Tau Ceti is essentially a game with lots of chances for exploration, but with no main mission, goal, or motivations. You're left with plenty of opportunities to do stuff, but what's the point? Getting money and energy isn't any problem. Fighting other ships is useless, and several major aspects of the game, like home planets and building orbitals, seem to be there just going through the motions, I guess. Plus, the action and advanced action cards can easily be hacked, and the excessive amount of randomness? Tau Ceti is nothing more than an intergalactic pile of chaos. It's a board game version of a huge open-world game with no storyline and few limitations. Looks cool, but no guidance leads to no fun. I give Tau Ceti 2 Lost Star Cruisers out of 5. Hey, if you've got a game you want to hear on the Timeout, let us know in the comments or on Facebook. See ya!
Well, Larry, well, thank you for that opinion on that game.
And that was definitely an opinion.
So much energy in this vitriol.
Yeah, I haven't played the game, although I still see people talk about it every once in a while on social media.
So while you guys were up, Sarah and Melissa were up at PAX Unplugged, when you're traveling back down, I heard you stopped somewhere before you got back to South Carolina. What happened?
Yes, we stopped at a Dragon's Horde game store in Virginia, and we dropped off a bunch of a poster and a bunch of bookmarks with information about Tantrum Con.
Tantrum Con!
Tantrum Con. That sounds amazing.
They were very excited about it, and they said they had a wide range of gamers that visit their store. So they have people who do miniatures and tabletop games and RPGs and LARPing and all kinds of
stuff. Sounds like an exciting place.
Do they have any dragons in the store? Like dragon artwork or anything?
I didn't see any live dragons. Suits.
There were no live dragons.
I want like a huge dragon over the entrance or something.
Yeah. Maybe we can do add balloons.
That'd be
and cool. Maybe a Komodo dragon inside as like the pet of the store. That would be cool.
Like the gamers that don't shower, they throw them to the ground.
Terrible, right?
It would be an incentive, and it would be like one of the nicer game stores.
It would be.
Speaking of Tantrum Con, that you can find out more info at tantrumcon.com, we have been talking to Asmodee about having a KeyForge tournament at Tantrum Con. So we'll have a more casual one, and we're going to try and do a more formal one with prizes and things like that. So we'd love for you to come join us. But speaking of KeyForge, Dan is here to talk about what our next podcast episode is going to be about. Talk
to us. So next week, we will be talking about KeyForge and giving you the download on some cool aspects of the game. Really looking forward to it. I love the game so far. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So join us next week for that.
Cool. And Melissa and I were thinking, since the whole episode might be talking about KeyForge, we decided that we might be playing a fun game with Will, who is not here with us right now. He is at a meeting. And we thought, why don't we next week surprise him with a fun KeyForge game?
Yes. Because he's always surprising us with games and asking us questions. So now it's time to do it to Will.
Ooh, tables are turned.
Now, there are still Kickstarter games on Kickstarter, but because there's just so few in December, we're deciding to skip that segment for you all. We will have lots of Kickstarter, our Kickstarter Conniption segment coming up in a few more weeks. So just hang with us. We're just going to be talking about board games and our love for them. Like next week with about KeyForge, but coming in just a few more weeks, we'll pick back up with our Kickstarter Conniption segment when way more games are coming to Kickstarter in January.
Yeah. Well, I want to... Can I say something?
Yeah, Katie.
You may speak.
Okay. I was just going to say, I'm waiting on a Kickstarter fulfillment.
Ooh.
Which one's that? The Geek Ultimate Board Game Backpack.
Oh.
I got it for Ryan for Christmas.
I don't know anything about it.
It's no longer a surprise.
Why is it not a surprise?
Well,
you just ruined it right now.
There were a lot of reasons why it wasn't going to work out as a surprise. But
okay. Anyway,
so I'm excited because any day now, I'm supposed to be getting it in the mail.
It probably came over the weekend when it was snowing. And they couldn't deliver it, so now it's back in the sorting facility.
That's the worst. When you see that you have a package sitting at the post office in town and you can't go get it, that's probably what happened with you guys.
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, it's so exciting.
That's exciting.
Anytime.
Cool.
Are you going to be, like, surprised, Ryan, when you open it?
I will be. I know about it, but I don't know any details.
He hasn't looked up anything.
Yeah. You don't know the color.
I don't know what it looks like or what's included. I'm assuming there's some sort of jetpack and like grounded shoulder cannon that comes
with
it. I'm really looking forward to it.
No, I did.
You should just wrap like 3 or 4 large boxes in the shape of the backpack.
Yes.
Is this one it? Which one, Ryan?
Yeah. But I did mention this Kickstarter in one of the previous episodes. I talked about this Kickstarter, so I was going to let you know that we purchased one, and it's almost fulfilled. It's close. I can almost smell it.
Well, before we close out the show, we did want to tell you about one more thing. We have our own Tantrum House Award show that we've been working on.
And it's awesome.
That's right.
We may have twinkly light skirts
yes. That
Sarah and I are wearing.
So we're still putting that all together, but we have fan votes, hundreds and hundreds of votes in for different categories for board gaming, like best, most reprint and best expansion and board game of the year and things like that. And it's going to be a fun show where people, other content creators will be coming on the show and hopefully some publishers will be accepting awards. So I think that whole thing will be amazing. We'll give you more details soon, but on our social media specifically, this show will premiere on our YouTube channel. So it'll be a YouTube channel premiere video at the beginning of January. We're hoping to have that premiere January 5th, but we're still locking in those dates and times. But look forward to more information about our Tantrum House Award show.
And we're going to have live prizes. Well, prizes that we give out live
yes. During
the show.
Yeah, so. Some pretty big stuff. One of them may be the Endeavor board game that that Melissa and Sarah brought back from Grand Gamers Guild. So,
yes, and thank you to everyone who voted.
Yes. So, without further ado, unless there's something else that we're missing, thank you all for joining us on this episode. Join us next time.
It was Farron's first podcast. Thank you for joining us for this mighty milestone.
And yes. We That's put right. her to sleep.
Yes. She's enjoyed it so much, she's sleeping.
She is sleeping over there. Well, thank you for joining us and look forward to next week when we talk about KeyForge and have a great night. Bye.
Stay safe out there.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you.
Holmes, Holmes.
What is it, Watson?
I think we might have a new case. How can we help, Miss...
It's Mrs. Fields, and I need you to settle a dispute. We have a small home with room for one table. My husband wants a fancy gaming table. but I believe a dining table is more important. I'm sure you agree with me, Mr. Holmes.
What if I told you I could satisfy both your wishes?
I'd say that'd be astounding, Holmes.
The answer is the Holmes, or perhaps the Watson, depending on the size of your room.
You're not making any sense, old chap.
Those are the names of an ingenious product from Game Toppers LLC. The toppers are a portable solution that turns your current table into a high-end gaming table at a fraction of the cost.
Do you mean to say that the topper can be put on and taken off the table with ease?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. You truly are as amazing as people say. I will take a look at Game Toppers LLC right away.